You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You got Ace and TJ Prime Plus, so you deserve a little something extra. This is Extra Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus.
I saw something on TV yesterday, and I don't want to say where I saw this or what TV I was watching, because I know it's a show that Riggins will go back and watch after they post the whole series, so I don't want to say what it is, to ruin any part of the show for him when he goes to watch it. But on this show, there was a woman, and she has a little dog, like a small dog, like a Shih Tzu or something. And they live in Southern California. She was going out to walk the dog, and the dog was wearing a vest, like a, service dog vest, but it has spikes all over it. And then across the top, it had these wooden skewer-looking things that came across the backbone of the dog. And she said that it was a coyote-proof dog vest. Did they really make those? Part of the show.
I've seen another example of that, but I always thought it was a joke.
But they should. They should put those on dogs, especially, you know, you worry about other dogs attacking them while you're out walking and stuff.
Okay, I typed in coyote in the middle of proof on Google. Dog vest popped up.
Yeah, the comedian Whitney Cummings has one for her dog.
Oh, yeah, there's a whole line of them.
Yeah, and I don't know why I didn't think of that. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, different styles, different types. This is crazy.
They're just super spiky, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them.
Like they would hurt another dog if they jumped on it.
Yeah, they have some here for $80 and some for more than that. You can get these for the little tiny dogs. It's like a almost like pajamas that they put their paws through, and it zips up, and the back is just a solid thing of little tiny spikes. So if they go to bite it, it's wild.
One of those, Riggins, please. And then as soon as you put it on him and he goes to jump up on you, you'd be impaled by that thing.
Does your dog wear a collar, or does it wear a vest that clicks in?
Yeah, just a collar.
Okay, because our dog, if they have others, well, it's like the vest, but down the spine of the vest, it's spikes that look like they're about a foot and a half high, sticking up off of
I think it's cool, but I'd want them all over the thing. I'd want the dog covered in, like, looking like something out of damn Mad Max.
Well, you're in luck. They've got it. The Spike Dog Harness Tactical Reflective Vest. Mm-hmm. And it's spikes on the top, two rows of spikes sticking out the side everywhere. And it's the same little vest where you click in, you put their front paws through it, goes over their neck, and you click in that way.
Now, I wonder how they did the tests when they were inventing these things to know that they work.
Good question. I don't know.
Attack.
I mean.
Good question.
Did they put it on a dog and then invite a coyote into the party and say, you know, let him attack and then see what happens?
Let's see what goes down.
I mean, because they don't have it covering their head, so if the coyote went for the head of the dog, but they usually don't. But I'm thinking also about other dog attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like put that shit on them when they go to the dog park.
It would stop any dog attack.
Yeah.
The only problem is you go to a dog park, you've got to make sure they don't run around and try to play with other dogs. And
you got to
start spiking them.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't go to the dog park for that thing. stabbed like four dogs on a Saturday morning.
Yeah. Hey, they need to keep their space, man.
Yeah. Man, there's a whole series of dog park fight videos. Not between the dogs, but the owners of the dogs.
Yeah. Like,
get your effing dog. Your dog shouldn't be in here. I mean, they're people go nuts at those dog parks.
They really do.
And I don't asking for trouble going into one of those.
I mean, agree.
Oh, and Amanda loves going, and I just do not enjoy it.
And I didn't like my – it's the same thing feeling I used to get when my kids would be on a public playground somewhere. Because you sit and worry about other people who don't make their kids act right and all that. And you're constantly watching and making sure you don't have to whip some dad's ass because his kid's out of line and hurting your kids and it's just very nerve-wracking, especially when you're drunk as hell on a Saturday morning, got Bloody Marys in the thermos, you know, you're tripping out.
The dog parks, they're loud, and I don't know, I just don't find it relaxing to sit there. And
they're pissing. So it gross.
Smells like dog. It's not my thing. But I mean, some people just love being able to do stuff with their dogs. I don't know.
Yeah. But would you rather go to a dog bar?
God. Nope.
Do they have the same problems in dog bars?
I don't think I've ever even been to an actual dog bar.
I've been to there's a dog park. There's a big one in Charlotte that is, they have indoor outdoor. So there is a dog bar, I guess, technically, where you can just walk, stand at the bar and drink, and dogs, you know, come around all the time. But the doors are open, so I don't know what it would be like if those doors were closed. Yeah. Does that make sense? I mean, they may close them if it rains or something like that.
Isn't there one up here in right down the road in Cornelia?
I bet there is.
Yeah, yeah. There's two right there.
And it's on the service road.
Like, yep.
You know, it used to be a really good little country restaurant.
Yep.
Right by the ABC store over there.
Been there many times. Many times.
Yeah. What a sign of the times. A nice country family-owned restaurant turned into a damn dog bar.
Yeah. We've gone up there on Saturday afternoons before, and there'll be 20 dogs up there. And
that's nuts.
40, 50 people and 20 dogs all running around there.
Then no dogs getting out of hand.
Oh, no, dogs get out of hand. They do. Some you hear every now and then you're sitting around talking as you hear, where's my, and then everybody does the same thing. Damn, Toby's okay. All right, we're good.
Will you let them off the leash in there?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Yeah, that's the point. They can run around and interact with other dogs and play and all that good stuff.
Have you ever seen a owner fight, Riggins?
Yeah. Used to happen at the apartment I lived in all the time. Because they have, most places will have the large dog park and then the small dog park, and there's like weight restrictions. So some people would go, well, my dog only likes little dogs.
Yeah.
So they'd let their big dog go into the under 25 pounds. Yeah. And they said, well, he only gets along with little dogs. He hates the big dogs. It's like, well, if I'm the little dog owner, I'm pissed. I'm like, I don't care that your dog likes my dog. My dog probably might not like your dog because it doesn't like big dogs. That's why you have the two.
You got rules. You got rules. And even though you think your effing dog is special, it's not. It's special to you. And you're not so special that you don't have to abide by the stupid dog rules to begin with. It's like a 16-year-old might like playing with 4-year-olds on a playground, but
it's not.
You don't put them together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He only likes little kids. Well, and that's his problem.
Yeah, I mean, what do you
mean? We lived
uptown.
It was on the fourth floor when you went in. It went two ways. The bigger one was to the left. The smaller one was to the right.
Yeah.
There were times you'd go in and, or there would be a couple of big dogs at one time and somebody with a big dog would go, well, there's nobody on the small dog. So I don't feel like I'd let my dog over here. And then a small dog person comes up and is like, well, now what the hell? We got big dogs everywhere.
Yeah, we got a Doberman pit bull mix in the little dog park. That's when you need that spike vest.
And that's what, you know, you take these extreme dog owners and in the marketing, like I always talk about, and people give me shit about the marketing of pet ownership now and dog products and pet services and all of that, making people act like and feel like that they've got kids instead of animals. And then they always feel like their dogs are special and I should get to do this. And that's because once you're doing something because you think it gives you moral authority, then you just look at other rules like they don't apply to me.
But they don't. The people routinely broke that rule.
Mm-hmm. Well, then they need their ass beat.
And I don't
if they coming in there and starting a bunch of shit with their dog.
I don't remember what the numbers were, but it'd be like maybe it was anything over 25 pounds or 30 pounds, whatever, was supposed to go to the big dog side. People would be like, well, He's 32 pounds, or he's, but he acts like a small dog.
And you know how they should enforce the rule? With badass trained dogs roaming around. And once they see that a dog's too big to be on the small dog side, attack. Run them off. Just like with humans. Bouncers run somebody out of a club.
Right.
Big old ass trained security dogs run the big dogs back over where they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
In a perfect world.
That's what they do.
That's how we would do it.
I love the list. The signs on dog parks are hysterical because they make like the terms and conditions that you agree to look like a pamphlet. I mean, it is lengthy. We bear no responsibility for any kind of injury on dog or person. You're like, okay, great. I'm signing my life away when I go in here.
Yeah. And I don't know. It seems like that you should have some way to make sure that nobody thinks that they're too special to follow the rules. I mean, it should be, you know, somebody there to say, okay, you're banned and I'm turning you in. Your dog's going to be taken away from you for 2 weeks, something like that.
We're going to keep your dog for a week and a half.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, I got my little dog here and then you think yours is too, you know, is too special to have to go where he's supposed to go. No. Yeah, would yours be a big dog, Riggins? Or a little dog?
Yeah, he would qualify as a big dog.
How much does he weigh?
About 25 pounds.
And what, does y'all's go in the small one, Ace, your basset hound?
Because he's 50 pounds.
Oh.
He goes to the bigger one.
Right. Are they good at fighting a basset hound? Do they have basset hound fights for competitions?
Not that I'm aware of. I've only seen him, another dog, a German Shepherd, snapped at him one day, and he's not a good fighter. He's not. The basset hound not made for fighting.
What are basset? What were they bred for?
Hunting.
Oh.
Yeah, fox hunting and stuff. I think right.
No,
in Great Britain,
an incredible sense of smell and direction.
Yeah, most hound dogs are. You know, like that. But I don't care, even if it's a puppy, a basset hound looks old.
Sure,
they all look like old men. Because you ever notice that? My brother pointed this out. I think we talked about it. When men get older, their ears get bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a movie.
It's a real bummer, too.
I saw a movie the other night with Scott Glenn was in it. Y'all know who that is?
Scott Glenn.
He was the bad guy in Urban Cowboy.
Yeah. Okay.
You remember him?
Yes.
And he played a baseball scout in this Dennis Quaid movie that's relatively new. And he's up, you know, 80s, I guess now, or close to 80. And his ears look like he could fly away at any time. Holy crap. But yeah, I don't remember him being big when he was young.
Yeah, they're huge.
Do a side-by-side with Joe Namath, the quarterback legend.
Yeah, he's...
I don't want big-ass ears when I get old.
Well...
I mean, I got enough problems.
It looks like, even in Urban Cowboy... Yeah, he still had big ears.
He did?
Yeah, but it shows a picture of him from that time. But in the pictures of him from Urban Cowboy, he's always wearing a hat and his hair was long.
Okay.
So that may have helped cover it. But yeah, in all these pictures of him, if his ears are exposed, you see, oh, he's got some big old ears.
He looks like Chuck Norris a little bit.
You know, he also looks badass.
Does he?
No, there's a picture of him here and he looks like he's about 75 and he's shirtless and he is shredded.
With that knife?
Yeah.
This is the greatest. You need to do
that. Look at that dude.
I thought that was a Photoshop.
No, he's not playing.
Is that not Photoshop?
Beat the shit out of you.
Huh? Is that not Photoshop?
No. Doesn't look like it.
Huh.
That dude moves into the neighborhood and he's doing some Patrick Swayze calisthenics from Roadhouse with that knife outside the backyard. He's sending a message.
Roadhouse. Little big old ass ears. That's damn. Villain on Urban Cowboy, yeah, man.
Right.
I always thought he was a Carradine for some reason. I was thinking because
he looks
a Carradine.
He looks very Carradine-ish.
I thought he was Molly Carradine's boy. But I guess not. Anyway, that movie's called The Hill. It was pretty cool. Oh. It's a true story about a little kid playing baseball. And he had a birth defect. Bad legs, and he had to work through that to become a really good baseball player. Yeah. I mean, some of the acting is not, you know, what you know, you would call gripping.
Right.
Yeah. But it was good. Good Christian message, the whole thing.
This is the Extra, Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Copyright 2023 ATJ Inc.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories: best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
All guests of the Ace & TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenyx. N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app. Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.